Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I'm Tom Betts with my good colleague, Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and an item in the Financial Times, London. Puzzled me at first, but then again, here we have it. The one region where the traditional right is on the rise. I read it, I thought, what? Latin America? Subhead. In Latin America, the pink tide is running out and offering global capital new hope. Ernesto, not only is this a surprising a headline to me, but we've been documenting for several years now the drift of the continent towards the left of center, called the pink tide. That's what it was called. And yet, at some point in the last year or so, it's stopped or it's been reversed, I thought, by personalities such as Gustavo Petro, a very big disappointment in Bogota, or Lula da Silva all of a sudden backing away from his compadre, Nicolas Maduro, or the contest to Javier Milei to win the Buenos Aires presidency coming under strain because people doubted his ability to solve the economy, or AMLO naming his successor, presuming that Moreno would be dominant story in Mexico City. However, all of that is now in question. There's something called the Sao Paulo Forum. You've talked about it to me over the years, where everybody agreed they were going to go left of center. What's happening? All of a sudden, the FT says it's that the Sao Paulo Forum has stopped winning elections.
Yeah, so that's very interesting. What's happening is one more chapter in that long story of the left trying to get hold of Latin America after the fall of the Soviet Union in order to replace, let's say, the socialist bloc in Latin America. So, at first they tried to do that through selling the idea that you need socialist policies to overcome the bad poverty creating and inequality created capitalist policies. But then people realized that socialist policies created much more poverty, and that when in countries well managed, you had with liberal policies much better evolution in terms of prosperity. So what happened is that the left started to invest in the whole, let's say, woke agenda and not the economic agenda anymore. That's what happened in the first mandates, in the first terms of Lula, for example, which were kind of somewhat orthodox in terms of economic policy. So people like Boric in Chile or Petro in Colombia, they relied, I think, more on the woke agenda, so identity politics, than on economic politics. But they started, after getting to power, they said, oh, why not some socialism? The same that Lula is doing now. Now that he's older, they said, oh, I don't care anymore, so what about some socialism? Okay, so, and people are seeing, as always happens, that socialism is poverty creation and not a solution for poverty. So, I think that's the result you're seeing. Left-wing presidents and governments steering away from socialist policies. That has to do with the very good example of Milei in Argentina, with taking a country destroyed by socialist policies of the Kirchneristas, and now getting Argentina to a new cycle of prosperity with liberal right-of-center policies. So I don't think there's a future for the, let's say, the traditional socialist sort of currents in Latin America anymore. They're looking for, you know, for a place to go. So much so that a figure that we spoke about last week, I think the Brazilian finance minister, Fernando Haddad, who is a Marxist professor of sociology, he's considered a liberal in terms of the policies he's trying to implement now. But as I said, again, it's in the case of Brazil, I don't know if Chile, Colombia, it might be too little, too late. So if everybody agrees that you need liberal-oriented economic policies, why not having a liberal-oriented government? Why voting for socialists, expecting them to implement liberal policies, okay? So I think that's the tendency. That's the tendency with all the attempts to recover some of the economic dynamism in Brazil or in Chile or in Colombia. All those countries are backtracking in terms of economic gains of the recent past. And the woke agenda is not enough anymore. People don't buy that to say, the questions of gender or questions of race, this doesn't elect anyone anymore when you have inflation, when you don't have a job, like it happens in many countries. So I think the left in the São Paulo Forum is having to reinvent themselves again. They already reinvented themselves once in the 90s, 2000s. Now they are at a loss again. But they have lots of resources, they have a lot of money, and they have especially the connection with organized crime, which is their main asset, I think.
The article is written by Rushir Sharma, who is chair of Rockefeller International, and his book is What Went Wrong with Capitalism. However, he says the best performing region in the world for stocks is Latin America. It is missing from the global conversation, but its stock markets are up 21% in dollar terms this year, ahead of Europe, which is in second place, and the average return of 6% across emerging markets. So Latin America is leading the bull market wherever it is, way ahead of the U.S., which is in negative numbers. And the reason is politics. People trust it? Maybe. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, asking questions about up 21%. You're doing something right. Keep it up.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.